Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on January 20th, 2017. Yes, that's right. It's Inauguration Day. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am so excited today. First off, it's pouring out, which I love. Don't we all love the rain?
Yes, we do.
Secondly,
yes.
as you said, it's Inauguration Day. I've got my TV on with the mute on so that I can watch it as soon as this show is over. I'm going. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to my yoga studio this morning because I want to watch the inauguration.
Right. It's
exciting.
Well, and it is, as the commentators say, it is a uniquely American experience. There are many democracies around the world, but we are one of those special democracies that has stood the test of time, well over 200 years, and the peaceful transfer of power is something to celebrate. And so I'm going to all my appointments for today are in the afternoon. I'm going to watch the inauguration this morning, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it's very, very, very exciting. Now, I have something else I wanted to mention to you on our favorite topic, which is what?
Food.
Food. Exactly. Last night, I was at a Bass Kitchen down at the harbor in Redondo Beach.
Right.
And while we were there, I was there with Gloria. We went down. They invited us down to do a sampling. And sure enough, Farmer Joe's produce was products were there. We ate.
Oh.
We ate some of your products.
Really? What? Parsley or cilantro?
I parsley, cilantro, and I think parsley. Yes, it was the parsley. It was parsley and cilantro.
Right.
Do you do oregano?
Fantastic.
Do you do oregano too?
Not
we
yet.
Have some oregano. Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Yeah. She dressed all of the dishes we tried with fresh herbs, Farmer Joe herbs. So I was like, oh, okay. So anyway, that was the news I wanted to tell you about. That was very exciting.
That's fantastic. They are so supportive, and they are so creative, and what a great organization, and what a great restaurant. The food is delicious.
It is. It is absolutely delicious. I've been there several times. Mostly for events, you know, where you go in, you might have a drink, and then somebody might have some tapas or something, and I've just picked and stuff. But this was the first time I actually sat down, and boy, oh boy, we tried everything from lamb to mussels to the paella. It was amazing. The food is amazing. So anybody wants to get down and have some incredible Basque food, it was incredible. So that's what I did last night. Anyway, we have a big show this morning.
Yes. I can't wait.
We have a whole bunch of guests this morning from MiraCosta High School to tell us about the new improv production, Tonight's Play, which will take place at the MiraCosta Small Theater located at 1401 Artesia Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. Now, there are three shows only, Friday, January 27th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, January 28th, they're going to have two shows, a matinee at 2 o'clock and another show at 7:30 in the evening. Now, tickets are $12 for adults, $10 for students and seniors. If you order online, it's an additional dollar. And tickets may be purchased in advance through January 28th online at MiraCostaDramaBoosters.org or at the box office on the show dates. Now, as we said, normally we would do the bios at the at the top of the show to let everybody know, but we've got a lot of people, so we're going to go ahead and introduce them individually. But first, I'm going to welcome all of them. Carol Matthews, Kathy Chambly-Bear, Isabel Gray, Jennifer Marr, Claire Layden, Jack Drinker, Daniel Healy, Owen Price-Hughes, Cole Conis, and Ansley Rowell. Welcome to the program. We are thrilled you're able to join us this morning.
Hi.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We're excited.
All right. Yay. Let's start with you, Kathy. We are... many of us remember high school differently. Some people remember sports. Some people remember academics. I was a thespian when I was in high school. I enjoyed drama extremely a lot. And it's just, I still have a relationship with my director from high school because it was just that powerful an experience. Can you talk a little bit about how impactful drama can be in a high school setting?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think MiraCosta High School drama I've worked with for a few years now. And, you know, as the students graduate, they always come back. A lot of us don't always want to return to our high school. I think drama is one of those organizations, if it's done well, like they do at MiraCosta, the kids just want to come back no matter, you know, as they get older, they come back, they end up moving back here. Their kids go to this high school because they know the quality that's happening. I think it becomes a family. I think if you talk to these drama students, they'll tell you that, in their free time, they gather around each other. If they've got something, going on, they include each other. It becomes a very inclusive place, very, very family.
Wonderful.
Joe,
so we know.
Joe,
yes?
Can I? I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Kathy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Director Kathy Chambly-Bear is beyond thrilled to be combining her career in improvisation with the mighty and talented drama and tech students of MiraCosta. As the mom of former MiraCosta drama students, a forever drama booster parent, and a continued character director for several shows. Her resume includes theater, television, movie acting, writing, teaching, directing, and she's a proud alum of the famous Groundlings Theater in L.A. She blames the inspiring super talents and tireless efforts of the production team and all the amazing supportive parents for her long tenure and passion for MiraCosta drama.
I know, Kathy, that you have several students with you and that they are going to be shifting in and out as they attend class. So, Kathy, who's up first?
Well, let's talk to Claire Layden. Claire is also one of the co-captains of Comedy Sports Improvisation Team here and a senior in the drama department, so I'll let you talk with her first. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
How are you doing? Wonderful. We're doing fantastic, and so I just want to talk about your experience with drama. You're a senior. Have you been in the drama department your entire MiraCosta experience?
Yes, I started taking the class as a freshman And I fell in love with the department, and it's become such a close-knit family that it was a class that I could not drop for 4 years.
What would you say is the most powerful part of your experience with drama? Is it the ability to be someone else and experience that kind of aspect of acting, or the freedom of acting? What is it that really draws you to drama?
Well, I've been in a couple of the productions so far throughout my high school career, and I honestly think that they're life-changing, being a part of them and becoming so close with people that you might not ordinarily become close with. And you get to work with professionals like Kathy Bear and wonderful directors. And it's just such an amazing experience that I'm so grateful for.
Well, do you have any specific shout-outs that you'd like to give about tonight's theater or tonight's play in particular? What is it that you really like about improv?
I fell in love with improv my freshman year as well. What I think that I love the most is just the ability to kind of take something out of thin air and, you know, entertain, you know, 300 people or entertain a whole audience and be able to make a storyline, which our director, Kathy, has taught us how to do.
I might go back to Kathy just for a moment. Kathy, you know, many people are familiar with improv from television shows like Saturday Night Live, and of course there are these improv studios around the country. I'm from Chicago, so it was Second City in Chicago was a huge influence on many of the performers for Saturday Night Live in particular. Tell us a little bit about the rules, because there are rules to improv that you can take a phone book and make it funny. Talk about that.
Well, I could probably talk about this for days. It'll start sounding like a religion. I have decided everyone should be required to take improvisation before having relationships with people or going to school or just to get out of your family alive. The rules of improvisation essentially are working with agreement and collaboration. They're even one of the rules for getting out of an argument is to be the first person to agree on something and see if you can move yourself forward and move the scene forward. The eye contact, the idea of really listening. When I first started teaching improvisation, and I was pretty young, and I was teaching up in one of the churches in Hollywood. The Groundlings at that time just had, they rented out rooms from different places for classes. And afterwards, I was so surprised. Every now and then I would have someone's partner or spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend or something hanging out just to say, I just wanted to meet you because we've been getting along so much better since, you know, my partner started taking improvisation. And I was thrown by that for a while. But the psychology of improvisation is about relationship and about really listening to your partner, really, really hearing them, and then looking for a way you can build on what they said. And there's no better feeling, really, than feeling like someone really heard you when you were speaking, really got you. So those kinds of principles, you know, go into just being a good human. I think in our program I have a listing of the traits that make a good improviser also make a good human being to be around. So for me, adult classes of improvisation are so important too, but they work on all the things that we really need right now. You know, the communication, working with each other. And at this high school level, the idea of teaching kids to really listen to each other and look for a way to communicate and work together, you know, what better class could you have than that?
I remember distinctly a couple of the rules that I loved were whatever someone says, you always agree, and then you say and. It's never but. It's never something. It's always and. You're always adding to what they said. You can flip it. You can turn it. You can do any, but it's always additive. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, well, one of the top 3 to 5 rules is the yes and rule. Even when I go in to teach businesses and industrials or with human relations and corporations, one of the first games that we play, improvisational games, is the yes and game. And you can sort of you could see a student or an adult eyes light up when they realize just saying yes and, whether it's out loud or just that spirit and attitude of yes and. And the other one is trusting that the people that you're with hear you and that they're going to be there so that you can let go of some of that control or some of the stress of carrying everything.
Right. Fantastic. Who's next?
Oh, well, let's go all the way to the other perspective. We have a freshman, Cole, who's this is his first year in the high school drama department, so he can talk to you from that point of view. Hello.
All right. Hey, Cole.
Hi.
So Joe, let me give you a little intro on Cole here. Cole Conis is a freshman and is super excited to be in his first production with the drama department. He's been on stage since he was 8 years old and in 10 musicals in roles such as Willy Wonka, Oliver, and lead in Schoolhouse Rock. He has found great luck on the big screen as the young Chris Kyle in American Sniper and in choir for Despicable Me 2, The Healer, and in the upcoming movie Sting.
Wow. Those are some great credits, Cole.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, since you've had some experience with the movie thing, I have you done some commercials as well?
Well, I would say that I would like to do commercials, but they're very hard to get in to the to audition. But I haven't done commercials.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about, the differences between doing movies like American Sniper and drama and the theater. Tell us about some of the differences for you.
Well, I definitely like in drama, and it's very, close-knit, Claire said, they're all, and we all know each other, all friends, and it's like a family. And on set, it's more like you know the lines and you say them and you do multiple takes and then you're done and you don't get to really bond with the cast as much.
Right. It feels a little bit more corporate or business-like.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't get that special feeling that you get when you go become friends with everybody.
Right, and tell us, Cole, a little bit of your relationship with improv. What do you think about improv?
Well, coming into improv as a freshman, I was really scared once I heard that we have to make up an entire play just off the top of our heads. But now that we've had rehearsals and Kathy's directed us and made a structure that we know that we're going to
comforting.
Yeah, comforting. It's really fun and I'm loving the experience and I know that I'm going to use it for a long time.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it is a life skill. I am blown away by your structure and attitude, Kathy, to allow these students to really think of improvisation as a skill. Of course, in business, we need these skills. Out in the real world, we need these skills, and people don't listen. One of the number one complaints about customer service, no matter if you're at a pizza place or any other kind of business, is that businesses don't listen to their customers. If they had been trained in improv, they would listen better.
What'd you say? No, I'm just kidding.
So true. So true.
One of the great things, too, about working, when you were saying bringing this to the high school level, it's so exciting for me because I am one of those people completely jazzed by our youth and where it's going. I don't really see the millennials or our youth the way some people see them. I'm inside the high school working with these minds that are so creative and so energized and so intelligent. With improvisation, they need to work at the top of their intelligence. And sometimes their references and their way of thinking is so positive and so complicated and so complex. It's a joy. It gets me excited about my life.
Amazing. Is Cole still there?
Yes, he is. Yep. Hi.
Cole, I just want to give you a chance to do a shout out to anyone you want and tell us what really, what are you really looking to do and what do you take away from the performance of tonight's play?
Oh, my. Well, shout out. Really love my cast and the crew and, of course, our director, Kathy. And I'm really looking forward to the play, and I'm almost positive that the audience is going to be blown away of how we bond and how we perform, and I think it's going to be great.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining.
We also have two other freshmen here, probably just stopping by before they have to get to class. Danielle is a sophomore and Ansley is a freshman. Just want to get them a chance to say hi too, because I know they have to get back to class. But to jump into something, as Cole said, can seem unnerving this young. And your first year in high school, we all remember how that is, right? First year is
right.
You don't even know where your class is. So I admire that bravery, you know.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, who's up first?
Danielle is a sophomore. She can talk to you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey.
When you talk about this experience to your friends or to your family that maybe they don't have experience with drama or they don't know what it's like, how do you describe experience in the drama department?
Well, for me, drama has always been, some sort of, escape and, family to, really, accept myself and, accept, the things that I enjoy doing, which is theater. And so, people who, don't understand theater, it's, sometimes it's difficult to explain how important it is to all of us. And this show, for example, is a really good example of, we've been working really hard to do a show that's really difficult to do. We're improvising an entire play, so it's interesting to see different people's reactions depending on whether they know a lot about improv or if they don't, and it's always really interesting to just explain the process to them.
Right. When you first met the concept of improv, what were your number one surprises or fears?
So I'm relatively new to improv, and it was always frightening because I'm the type of person who likes to overthink and really plan everything. So to be, forced into a situation where you can't and you just have to, think on your feet, it was, really eye-opening and, really nice for me to, become more laid back and think more on my feet. So improv has definitely, opened a door to, being more comfortable, just saying, creative things out loud and hoping they work.
It is an extremely creative act, and it can be quite addicting. I know several of the people who've made a career of improv have said similar things to what Kathy has said. It's like you're trapped and you can't get out.
Yeah, to completely. It becomes more of a, as you guys are talking about food, I was thinking of the many ways we feed ourselves, and improvisation is definitely one of those. Ansley, that's with us, is a freshman, another person jumping in this at the very beginning.
Yes.
That's Ansley.
Hi, Ansley.
Hi.
Hi. So, Ansley, are you a freshman?
Yes, I am.
Did you think you would be joining the drama department when you came to school? I mean, did you think that's what I want to do?
Yeah, I've always known that I would be in drama. I did drama in middle school. I did plays in elementary school. I've actually done improv since fifth grade, so this was kind of I knew that I would do this. Not the improv show, but I knew that I would do drama.
Wow, you're kind of a veteran. What is it that audiences should watch for to know that they're experiencing a really good improv performance, do you think?
Well, I think if the cast really knows each other and really trusts each other, then I think that'll really make a good improv show. And if they just give each other a lot of support and says yes, I think that's one of the biggest things. And also, I mean, if the audience is laughing, then I guess that's really important if it's comedic improv. and if the audience
good.
Understands what's happening, because I know in a lot of youth improv, at least, stories can kind of go off the rail and audiences can get lost and not understand the storyline. So if the audience
right.
can follow what's happening, then it's a good show, I guess.
Right. Well, we really look forward to this performances, three performances a week from today, the 27th of January, 7:30 p.m., and then Saturday, the 28th, 2 p.m. matinee, and a 7:30 main show. Ansley, is there anyone you want to do a shout out to, or tell us about your vision for the drama department at Costa?
I can you repeat the last part? My mission at drama?
Your vision. What do you want to see? What do you want to see Kathy do next?
I'd like to shout out all the cast members that are here, because I know they're all working really hard, and I'm sure it'll be a great show.
Okay.
Fantastic. I have a question, Joe. I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question for Kathy. Is improv always comedy?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, the woman I consider, and I think many do consider the international head of improvisation, is a woman that named Viola Spolin, who's no longer with us, but her son Paul Seals started the committee, and which, you know, ended up, I think, probably spurring on Second City that you mentioned in Chicago. Viola Spolin used improvisation. The thing I thought, my degree was psychology originally, and then I fell into improv because of its connection with the human behavior. Viola Spolin used improvisational structure and games to work with the community. And very often she would have children and family members who felt they had no voice play, do role modeling and role playing, like, you know, today you're going to be the mayor and you're going to be speaking with your constituents, and here's the setup, and gave them a voice. And so it became a very huge social device to get in touch with what was going on with your community. I sparked that originally. And then how it ended up relating to the rest of the world. I think the human condition is, once you put a spotlight on something and get it on stage, one of the wonderful things about ourselves is being able to laugh at ourselves and then purposely making other people laugh at us. So I think comedy is an obvious direction for it, but it definitely does not, Shakespeare used improvisation. There are things there are many articles written about how they found improvisation was used as he worked out the words he needed, whoever Shakespeare was, or Shakespeare. Greek theater, Roman theater, it goes so far back. I don't think it was originally comedic. Commedia dell'arte performers were doing it with very arch characters. That got us into character improv. So I think there's a giant world of it. Comedy's just a natural way. It's a great release for us.
I believe that drama, as told over the campfires by cavemen, was traditionally and first a drama, and I mean a drama of war, a drama of the hunt. Often, you know, not so nice things happened. People died during the hunt and or, you know, a clash with another tribe. And drama grew out of conflict. And, of course, comedy, I think that came later. That's much more of an entertainment device, not sort of trying to communicate how do we survive, how do we get over, how do we, you know, beat that other tribe the next time. And that was partly improv too. So,
Joe,
yeah.
we need to take a station break.
Say again, Kathy.
I said I'm just a tiny bit younger than the cavemen, but I believe it happened then.
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to take a station break. Ladies and germs, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. An innovative online podcast that highlights the best of the South Bay. And, of course, we're talking with the MiraCosta High Drama Department, not MiraCosta High Drama Department. we're having a fantastic time. Kathy Chambly Bear, director. And we're talking with many of the performers in this upcoming performance of tonight's play to be held January 27th, next Friday, January 27th at 7:30, and then Saturday, January 28th at 2 p.m. and 7:30. There are two shows. And we'd love to have your comments or questions. Perhaps if you wish, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's again 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. Jackie, what's next?
Joe, let's get in Executive Director Carol Matthews. It's her 28th year at MiraCosta High School, and this is the 57th show she's executive produced on the MiraCosta stages.
All of my students here feel like they could do an impression of Carol, but she's in class right now, so she's able to talk right now. I do have another sophomore here, Owen, who is in our cast and stopped by between his classes as teacher to let him out for a few minutes if you want to talk to him.
Owen Price.
Hey, Owen.
Hi. Hi.
So, Owen, you may have heard some of the other interviews that I've done with some of the other players, but if you hadn't, really, I want to find out, you know, what's your impression of improv?
Well, I'm also relatively new to improv. I did a little bit in middle school, but this is, like, my first time really, like, going, like, doing improv, like, for real. And it's, like, really cool. And, like, it's not easy, but it helps with a lot of social skills in life. And it's just, like, a good thing that I think everyone needs to, like, learn about and take on at least once in their life.
Do you find, if you've tried to explain what improv is to someone that's not in the drama department, do they understand it right away, or does it take a while to explain it?
I think the idea of improv, they kind of understand right away. It's just like, or like what they think it is, just like acting without a script. But what we're doing here with tonight's play, where we're performing an entire play, improv, they don't really understand that because they're used to improv scenes. So then it takes like a while for me to explain, we're going to do that, except for an hour. So like, they don't like totally get it right away, but like, once I explain it, they pretty much get it.
Right, right. Do you ever watch like old television, like old live shows? You know, a lot of them were not scripted, and a lot of them had a good deal of improvisation involved in them. Have you ever seen something like that?
Not really. I don't think like the only old show that I've seen that comes to mind is like The Addams Family or I Love Lucy. Which, like,
right?
Yeah, I don't really think so.
Or, like, well, even I Love Lucy, that's a good one. Jackie?
Yeah.
Joe, what was that TV show that was on probably, I think, in the 90s, and it was all improv? I'm trying to think of the names of the guy that is now the host of the old Come On Down. I'm just blanking here. The guy with the glasses.
Drew Carey, you're talking about whose line is it?
Yes, Drew Carey was a part of a group
whose
that did an
it?
Improv show. Whose Line Is It, right? That was it, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
It. That's a good one.
That was a great improv show. Are any of the drama students familiar with it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all are.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to mention that.
Awesome example. That is a modern example of improv, hearkening back to the sort of skit comedy shows like the Lucille. I'm going to get it in a minute. No, I can't. The Carol Burnett Show. If you guys can ever find any of those on YouTube or something like that, they would often have a skit. There would be a point to it. There would be characterizations that were set, but then the skits often devolved into an improv, and they didn't cut it. It's live. They really didn't have an opportunity to cut. They had to continue, and it often became very funny and hilarious and became very creative. So, Owen, tell us, who you'd like to give a shout out to, and what does this mean to you, do you think, in terms of the skills that you've learned in improv?
Well, I want to shout out the cast because they're all amazing people and I love them a lot. And Kathy, because she's basically taught me everything I know about improv, and the drama department and like my drama 2 class, because they're always there for me and they are so supportive. And I guess improv, I know that it's going to help me become a better person in life, and it's really going to help me make some of my decisions in life. So yeah, that's that.
Good. Awesome. That's quite a statement.
Joe, I want to hear Kathy mention that Carol Matthews wasn't available at the moment, but she did say that somebody could do an imitation of her.
Okay. I love that you asked that.
Who do we have?
So we're going to go back to Claire for a second and see if Claire can just give you a line or two at least.
Hello. My name is Miss Matthews, and I care about the department very much, and you're always auditioning.
Okay, we don't know Carol, but it sounded good. It sounded good.
That's it.
Joe,
you're always auditioning.
You're always auditioning, that's true. And I have
three other students in here. I have another junior, Jack Drinker, is here. I just want to make sure I get these guys in because they stopped by during class, between classes.
All right.
Okay, this is Jack. Well, Jack Drinker. Jack Drinker is a junior in advanced drama. He's on the comedy sports team, and he enjoys improv very, very much.
Yes,
hey,
does.
Jack.
Hi.
So, Jack, tell us a little bit about your experience with improv, and what kind of impact has it had on you?
Improv has made probably the biggest impact on me of anything in high school so far, because I got on the comedy sports team freshman year, and I was on a team with, like, all these people that were older than me, and I was kind of, like, scared and intimidated, but really, throughout the 3 years that I've been on the team, they've impacted my life a lot and really helped me through a lot of things, and I think I always want to do improv when I'm sad, and it makes me feel happy, and I don't know, I love it, and this show has really, really helped me a lot in different ways that comedy sports can't help, and then vice versa. I don't know. So I feel like I have a pretty well-rounded view of improv at this point, and it's really helpful.
This is amazing. What would you say, Jack, to students who maybe have thought about joining the drama department but haven't quite pulled the trigger yet? What would you say to them? In terms of what you've learned and how the impact it's had on you?
I would say definitely just go for it. If you feel like you want to join the department but you're kind of intimidated or you just don't really know how much you want to join it, I think you should definitely go for it because if you ask any of us, it's changed a lot of our lives in a lot of different ways. And for me personally, it's like my main source of happiness. It always brings a smile on my face when I'm sad. I go to the drama room and I talk to my friends and they always know how to like make me feel better. And I think we are such a family. It's very true in that sense. And I don't know. I think you should definitely join it if you're thinking about it because it has been a really important part of my life.
Right. Right. Fantastic.
You know, Joe, it sounds to me like the drama department provides kids with confidence.
Definitely.
That's a very important part of life, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, completely. And I think especially at high school level, you know, these are people, not that we ever stop doing this, but these are people who are watching as adults and looking at themselves and asking questions. Who do I want to be? What's my character in, you know, inside? What kind of character am I going to show up with in life? And their answers and how we answer them becomes really important. And I think when they come to a drama class and they meet in an inclusive situation like that, then they and are given the freedom. I think one of the things the drama department does here, and I can attest to that, having a son who pushed those boundaries, it allows you to find out who you are and gives you the freedom to experiment with that a little bit, not getting really buckled down to one thing, but try to find out who you are. And it's everybody's a little different, and yet you're still included.
Right, right. It's the ultimate place where people can feel that they're going to be accepted for who they are, and who they are individually is celebrated. I mean, you're looking for that great personality that just shines through whatever the performance is.
Absolutely, Well, I have two seniors here. I just want to make sure I get them in before they have to go back to class, too, who could really speak to that idea because they're getting ready to go out there into the bigger world. Isabel Gray and Jen
right.
Marr are here.
Okay.
Isabel Gray.
Who's first?
Let me tell you a little about Isabel. Isabel Gray is very excited to be involved in tonight's play. This is her seventh Costa show and her first improv show. And she's also a member of the comedy sports team, and she's the drama president.
Hi, Isabel.
Hi.
So how many years have you been doing drama at Costa?
I've been in drama all 4 years, ever since I was a freshman, yeah.
Right. What kind of impact has it had on your view going forward? What are you thinking about studying in college?
Well, it's actually kind of funny that you ask, because drama's had a pretty huge impact on what I'm going to study in college, because I'm actually committed to NYU to study musical theater for college. So that's definitely something that drama has helped influence me to do.
That's amazing. That is so special. I mean, have you seen the movie La La Land?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that movie. Yeah.
I think so many commentators have said about the movie that, you know, it's not a perfect movie, but whatever imperfections are there, it satisfies that need that people have and that hunger that people have for what old Hollywood gave us, with all the old Hollywood musicals and so forth. That need is going forward. Musicals are alive and well, and they will be for generations. It's just such a powerful art form. And you're going to be involved in that, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah, I'm planning on it.
Awesome. So what can you say to people who don't really understand improv or drama, that it's such a wonderful thing to do in high school? What would you say to someone who's not involved but maybe thinking about it?
Well, I think that drama in general is really – through improv or through stage productions that are scripted or musicals or scenes or whatever you're going to do, I feel like drama as an art form is one of the ways we can truly express ourselves. And when you act, you have to tap into personal experience and feelings and emotions, and you have to become really comfortable with yourself as a person to be able to become someone else. And I think that learning to do that not only helps people develop as an actor, but develop their own sense of self. And I think it helps people to grow. And, yeah, everyone's talked about the drama family, and it's definitely something that I believe in wholeheartedly and I try to foster now as the drama president, because I think it's extremely important that people have a place in high school where they feel like they can come home and they can know everyone and feel supported and loved, because all too often high school can be a very judgmental atmosphere, but I feel like in drama we have an environment where people can express themselves, and that's integral to your development as a person, especially when you're a teenager. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And, of course, as I was saying earlier, my drama experience, I graduated in 1977. Can you believe that? eons ago, and I still communicate with the people from the drama department, and my drama teacher is still with us, and she's still active, and she's a mother to me. She had such an impact on my life, and it was such a great experience. Now, Isabel, I want to give you a chance to do a shout out and just say anything you want about the drama department, or just tell us, what does tonight's play mean to you?
Well, like a lot of the people here, I'm new to improv this year, and I was kind of thrown into it headfirst, kind of like you throw a kid in the water, you're like, all right, swim. Because I was put on the comedy sports team and into tonight's play around the same time, and I've never really done improv outside of just workshops and stuff we do in class, and so it's been a huge learning curve for me, but it's become so fun, and I feel myself growing in it, and I can really only thank Kathy for that, because she's taught us so much about how to be, like, comfortable enough with yourself to trust your intuition and your gut instinct. And, like, I'm definitely kind of a type A person that likes to overthink everything. So being forced to think on my feet has been something that's put me out of my comfort zone and really helped me to grow. So I want to thank Kathy for that. And also, everybody said the cast, but the cast is really the most important part of the show, I think, because you really have to trust the people you're with when you improv. And there's a bond and, like, a love that comes from knowing that everybody on stage has your back. So I really wanted to thank them for that.
That's great. That's great, Isabel. We have one more student, Jennifer Marr, a senior at MiraCosta High School, and tonight's play is her fourth Costa production. Jennifer, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Mayer. Jennifer Mayer. Thank you for asking.
Okay. I have to do this every day, and sometimes I get the names wrong. Ask you. So are you going to continue in drama when you go to college?
I think I'm going to go in the sphere of drama, but I think I'm going to write plays possibly, and I'll still like be heavily involved in the productions, and I still definitely like. The colleges I looked at, I made sure that you can still be in drama and theater without having to major in it, but majoring in it. All right.
Well, you know what? I want to hear a little bit about the show itself. Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about what the show is about?
The show is structured like a story. So there's going to be, it's still going to be scenes, and we're all going to have a chance to do little scenes. So it's broken down, but you're going to get a five-act story just like in novels, in plays. And the first act is a story, the second act is a story. And basically, it changes from night to night because that's what improv is. but no matter what, you're going to get a beginning, middle, and end. So you're going to follow these very real characters throughout whatever conflict they're going through that night.
So there is a structure, because several mm-hmm. people mentioned you had rehearsals. So there is a structure, but you're also doing it on the fly.
Yes, exactly. And we're straddling this like thin line between being comfortable and prepared, but also, as Kathy said, making sure it's fresh and making sure everything is being made on the spot, because that's what makes it special.
Okay, so is this strictly a comedy, or are there some parts of it that are a little more serious?
This is strictly a comedy, but with all comedy, you're going to have a seriousness. To it in order to make it clever and witty and funny.
All right. Okay. This sounds like it's going to be one of the shows that nobody wants to miss, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, are you with us? Okay. I don't know what happened to Joe here. anyway, I don't know what happened.
Joe
took off. Maybe he's going to buy his tickets already.
Yes, I don't blame him.
All right, so I'm going to give out the information one more time. The MiraCosta High School, MiraCosta High Drama Department, is putting on an improv production called Tonight's Play. It's going to take place at the MiraCosta Small Theater, located at 1401 Artesia Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. There are three shows only, Friday, January 27th at 7:30, and Saturday, two shows, a matinee at 2 p.m. and another show at 7:30. Tickets are $12 for adults and students, and if you order it online, it's a buck more. And you can purchase them in advance through January 28th at MiraCostaDramaBoosters.org or at the box office on the show dates. And Kathy, Did Carol ever come back?
Beautifully. Carol's going to take it home. She just got stepped out of her class for a second, so she's right here with us.
All right, terrific. This is Executive Director Carol Matthews. It's her 28th year at MiraCosta High, and this is the 57th show she has executive produced on the MiraCosta stages. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
So we've been hearing from your fabulous cast and director. Can you tell us just a little bit about the show and what it entailed and what you expect?
Well, I'm very proud of the students and, of course, as always, our talented Kathy Chambly-Bear, who's directing them and giving them an opportunity and a challenge with this long-form improv. Each and every show is going to be different because of the audience suggestions, and it's just giving the students yet another style and form to present their talents. And we're always very appreciative of that.
It's exciting. I have to ask, several of the students we spoke to have experience in theater, in grammar school, middle school, and even one of them had has some professional experience in the movies and on television. Are they all natural performers? Are all your kids natural performers?
I would say to some extent they each come in with their own abilities and experience and background, and I'm very fortunate to be in a community that is very supportive of the arts in general and, you know, can afford to support the arts and support their students to pursue possibly careers in the industry or whatever they're going to be doing. So, I'm very fortunate to be in this community that supports them. And the students, a majority of the students come in who have had lots of experience, and it only helps make our program that much stronger.
That's so great to hear, Carol. I have to warn you. You weren't in the room before, so when you listen to the playback of this show, we had one of the students do an imitation of you. I read the intro on you, and then Kathy told us that you weren't in the room, but one of the kids could do an imitation. So we went with that since we're talking
okay.
about improv. Okay.
It won't be the first time she's heard. I'm good to have a scratchy voice like I do right now. Because I've been sick.
Well, this is terrific. We got to wrap it up. I am quickly going to just go through everybody again. Carol Matthews, Kathy Chambly-Bear, Isabel Gray, Jennifer Marr, Claire Layden, Jack Drinker, Daniel Healy, Owen Price Hughes, Cole Conis, and Ansley Rowell. I want to thank each and every one of you for being our guests this morning. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate this.
And I don't know what happened to Joe, but Joe thanks you as well.
I'm finally back.
You're back.
Finally
okay.
Back.
All right. You want to take us home, Joe?
Well, Carol and Kathy, what an impact you're having on these young people's lives. It will last their entire life. I'm a testament to that personally. And it's the power of the arts. They need to be supported across all socioeconomic levels, and hopefully the new administration will do that. What else can we put on the inauguration today? Thanks so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic show, and of course, as you say in your intro, Carol, break a leg.
Break a leg.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the South Bay Show. We hope you'll come to the performances at MiraCosta Friday, January 27th, 7:30, and Saturday, January 28th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.